Okay.
All right.
Better late than never.
Here we go.
Say.
That's right. Otherwise, we would all wonder, well, what happened to that Monday?
Yeah, what did happen on that Monday? Yeah. All right, so let's move to the next caller. And the next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Colin here.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Hello, yes, it was about the last day assignment, I was realizing that I do bargain for there being another day where I can do things, and yes, and putting myself in the queue was the first thing that I wanted to do, because I was sort of bargaining, there's always tomorrow, isn't there, I can do it then, so I really wanted to do that today, in case there isn't a tomorrow, but that's a sort of like on my to-do list kind of thing. But internally, what I'm noticing is there are sort of issues that perhaps I'm not really addressing, that I put on a back burner, that'll sort itself out. But perhaps within practice, I should be prioritising certain things that I need to look at rather than just sort of leaving them be and hoping they sort themselves out.
Yeah. So two things about that, Colin. One is, a while back, I did an email class, and in the course of the email class, somehow the question got asked, like, what is your biggest life issue? And 80% of the people said procrastination.
Yes.
So it is one of the primary weapons of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. So the practice opportunity in that is not, from my perspective, is not for us to say, to listen to a voice that says, okay, you've been postponing that. You've been putting that on the back burner. So now you need to drag that up here to the front burner and handle it. Okay, that's not it. The secret to having that perfect life I was just describing is there is no conversation to the best of our ability. Okay, so that's practice number one, is dropping the conversation so that we can be here. And then when we're here, there is that guidance from life. So I don't know what the issues are. Can you say just a quick label for one of the issues that's on the back burner?
Just something from the past that's sort of bugging me and that I've not been able to resolve yet.
Okay. All right. And so that, Colin, might just be a torture. Okay? That the resolution for those might be, stop entertaining any conversation about the past, but you'll find that out as you go along. So say, let's make it something really simple, like cleaning the garage. Okay. I'm going to do that as soon as, okay. And we put it off and we put it off and we put it off and we put it off. And so the way we can practice with it is to realize that the still small voice, the intelligence that's animating, the wisdom, love, and compassion that is guiding you through life, if you listen to it, will at the exact perfect time give you the information, clean the garage.
Okay.
And what we learn to do in practice, and with practice we realize that sounds very different from the, why don't you never clean the garage? You know, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. That ping pong match of you should clean the garage. No, you don't feel like clean. I don't want to clean the garage now. You need to clean the garage. I don't want to clean. Okay? That's that conversation that we're dropping. And then life will drop in, clean the garage. And when we are committed to following life's guidance, we actually get up, put on the right togs, go out, and clean the garage. And what we realize is because the time is perfect and because we are following the guidance of the wisdom animating us, we actually enjoy cleaning the garage.
Yes, okay. So with my outstanding issue, then I feel that now is the time. So I think perhaps on Tuesday I'll call in and speak to you again about that on Tuesday nights on the radio show and look
good.
At that. Yes.
Yeah. That's great. That's great because it's one or the other, right? It's just conditioned mind torturing you, which is what it does with a lot of folks about the past. You know, that thing that you did when you were 16 that you now have to feel guilty about and bad about and indulge self-hate about for the rest of your natural life, there's that. Or there's the ping-pong match of you need to deal with it. No, don't. You can do it later. You need to deal with it. No, do it later. And sorting out which one that is can really assist us in moving forward in our lives. And the forward, of course, is into now. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Yes, great. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin. Well, that was great, Sherry. So,
yeah.
You know, one of the things with procrastination and as you were talking about that idea of life dropping things in, that oftentimes the timing that life has doesn't match the timing that conditioning thinks life should have.
Yes, or says life should have,
or
right?
Says,
because,
exactly.
Because so often it just says anything that'll mess us up. You know, no, not now when it's time, and you need to do it now when it's not time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
either direction, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a full-service mess-up system. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever will work to mess us up, that's what it's going to attempt to do.
To divert the attention from this here now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shall we move on to the assignment for today?
Yes, please.
We're close to the end of our time here. So today's assignment is, there came a time when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Anais Nin. Today, consider one place in your life where you remain tight but would like to blossom. Practice the two-handed recording, letting the one who is tight share about her, his experience. Let life inform and nurture the blossoming.
Mm-hmm. That could be a really nice continuation of the conversation, well, with Karen and with Colin, actually, but especially with what Colin was talking about, that procrastination place that we get into.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking at, not assuming we know what's going on, but really looking, finding that place that wants to open, that wants to be here, wants to participate, and exploring that.
Yeah, because it seems like what egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate would rather have us do is focus on that tightness and then move to something wrong, not enough with that.
Yes.
But focusing on the part that wants to blossom seems giving the attention there can support that blossoming in some sense.
Yes, and to move it from this is something that I should do and feel bad about not doing to, oh, blossoming is rather delicious.
Yeah.
And we can look, right, we can sense that. You look at a rose, and a rosebud is truly beautiful. And then there's the fully blossomed rose. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's that, I know those, it reminds me of those time-lapse images of the bud blossoming and how utterly fascinating that is. And
yes.
Watching that transformation, that one step at a time. And, the time-lapse allows us to see it speeded up, which rivets the attention, but it still seems possible to be riveted to that opening, that blossoming, as it's occurring at life's pace.
At life's pace. Yes. Oh, what a great image, Chris. Because when we see it speeded up, it's true. It's just breathtaking. but to be present for it as it's happening. Wow.
For each little
better
step.
Still.
Yeah. Better still. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Good.
All right. Well, I guess then we'll do this again tomorrow, eh?
We will reconvene tomorrow morning, indeed.
Assuming there is a tomorrow, and of course, then at that point, we will think of it as now. So
exactly.
We'll have all these nows in between to blossom, practice blossoming, and then in the now of 9:30 or 9 o'clock on Tuesday Pacific time. Hopefully, we'll all be doing this.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Indeed. All right. Thank you too, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.